And Dirty Shirley. Abby, you're the judge that I dread in this game.
All right. I don't want to anymore.
She's a single mother, Andy.
You talk about 69s every time we bring Julia Roberts up.
0 points.
It's not a numbing condom.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
It's the 413. Let's tell everybody to listen to our show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the 413 podcast featuring the PCB peeps. A good evening to Andy.
Yo!
Our next co-host is Bill.
Yo, what up, peeps?
Also joined by Jared.
Hello. Let's go.
And the wonderful Abby.
Hello, hello.
And I'm also your co-host, Eric. And tonight, we're doing a special game that Abby has put together for us. We're calling it the IMDb game.
Who cares whose answers are right?
For those of you who are in the know, IMDb, the International Movie Database, it pretty much stores tons and tons of information about films, their ratings, their budgets, when they came out, who starred in them. It's a great database if you're in the middle of a film and you have ADHD and you want to Google or IMDb everyone who was in the movie and what other films they've been in. It's a perfect resource for that. So, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and kick it over to Abby to kind of get us set up here for what the game is going to be tonight. And then we're all going to compete head to head. Abby.
All right. Well, welcome back, friends. Today, we're diving into the wild, wonderful world of 80s and 90s blockbusters, courtesy of IMDb. We've been throwing some movies from 1981 to give Bill a fighting chance. For Andy, we've got some Keanu Reeves. Let's see if he can keep it cool under pressure. As for Jared, we know you haven't seen a movie in 14 years and you hate anything remotely pop culture, so it doesn't matter anyway. And of course, Wick, who they literally named Wikipedia after. Seriously, it's in the fine print. Look it up.
Disclaimer, that's not my joke. One of our viewers gave it to me.
But just a quick heads up, none of the facts in this episode can be verified, even via IMDb. The method to my madness was quite shady, and sources may or may not be questionable. I fully expect at least one of you to re-Google an answer and dispute it mid-game. I also make no guarantees about my ability to score the game and be fair. But hey, isn't that the fun of a game hosted by me?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
Unless
with that.
Wick loses and he gets pissed.
Listen, I'm just going to say, like, we'll do the instant replay if needed.
Right on.
Are we doing any films starring Shirley Temple, or does Andy just have that on screen for another reason?
Listen, it's catching on. Okay.
Yeah.
I did do a Shirley T survey or a poll in our socials not that long ago. And mixed results would be what I would know.
Mixed just like the drink. Non-alcoholic. We don't do hard Shirleys around here.
No. And Dirty Shirley.
And I want to just announce that we have a special prize for the winner tonight. We just got signed off on this. The winner wins 1,000 bottles of Costco-sized lube.
Hot diddy dog.
So we got ourselves a game, boys.
So glad I'm not in the running for this. All right, let's kick things off with our first game of the evening, an IMDb acting credit quiz. In this round, you'll be guessing the number of acting credits for some of the biggest superstars from the 80s and 90s. Think you know how many times they've graced our screen? You don't. It's going to be pretty shocking.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is it more like a range, right? Like if we're like,
yeah, is it close, over under?
Right?
No, like, it's still numbers.
So it's like if they've been 10 and we guess 9, is that a win or is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. This is absolutely Abby's arbitrary scoring rules.
Awesome.
To play here in this episode. I was going to see if I had some extras here. I don't. So we're just going to kick it off. We're going to wing it and we're going to go from there. Let's start with Bill.
Yo. Oh, God.
So on IMDb, this is only acting credits.
Okay.
It's not just film credits, unfortunately, although I did get film credits from a questionable source that we can also compare as we go through.
Right on.
So, Bill, first person, Harrison Ford, how many acting credits?
Oh, come on. You guys went to high school together.
Yeah. You should know this. We were fighting Nazis together.
Or no, you went to school with Henry Ford. I'm sorry.
Yeah. We're building. We got the conveyor belt going. I'm going to go with 27.
We're going to learn a lot about how this game works as we go through.
Good answer, right? Good
27 answer. And a half.
That is a 0 point answer for Bill. Just okay. For shits and giggles, would anyone else like to have a guess?
Yes. Jeez. I want to say 40.
117.
Let's say 150.
Jared is closest, but he has gone quite a bit over. So just to give you a scope of this game, Harrison Ford is sitting pretty at 84 acting credits.
Holy shit.
Somewhere around 56 of those are film credits, but I actually think it's quite a bit more. All right. Andy, you're up next.
All right.
Good luck, Andy.
Harrison Ford, 84. You now have Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
I wish I had Eddie Murphy.
Oh, shit. Let's go through his filmography right now. All right.
Dr. Doolittle. Let's go top down here.
Shit. So he did a lot of comedy specials, too.
Do voice credits work?
Acting voice credits. But I don't think when you're doing a comedy special, that's acting.
But I'm thinking Shrek.
What about a
Shrek? Absolutely, right?
Okay.
I'm going to say...
How many Shreks were there?
Harrison Ford was in the 80s. I bet Eddie Murphy's probably close there, too. So I'm going to say Eddie Murphy, 75.
Fuck.
I was right.
76 is the correct answer.
Whoa! I almost guessed 100.
I'm going to call that a 10-point answer for Andy.
Yeah.
I'm not happy with how this is going, guys.
Me either.
Well, it's because you said Harrison Ford was 84, so I'm like, shit, they've both been in a ton.
A little younger, yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
All right, we're going to move on to Jared. Jared, I'm talking about Sir Terminator himself, Mr. Arnold. What do we think his acting credits are?
Wait, Arnold Palmer?
No, that's Arnie P.
Oh, Arnie P.
I mean, the most important was twins, right? While.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Say 34.
It's not a tumor.
0 points for that answer.
Can I just say what rude. A tragedy we never got twins to?
Yeah.
It's still in production.
Yeah. We still
pre-production,
right?
I would save the twins discourse for later in the game show.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
This is not the only time that I will be talking about twins.
Okay, good.
I could nail twins trivia.
Oh, God. Danny DeVito. Oh,
challenge is on, my friend.
Here I come.
The correct answer was 85.
85. Okay. Holy, I can see that.
Yeah, Commando, absolutely. Running Man, Raw Deal.
I mean, in the 80s, didn't he put out like a movie every 6 months, I think?
That Christmas movie with
the Expendables and stuff. But has he done a bunch recently? I didn't think he did that many.
He did a porno.
Oh.
Right.
Where he played an alien with three testicles. They called it Scrotal Recall.
Ah!
Should have known that one was coming.
I'm scared.
That's actually
ghost.
One of the lines from the movie, Andy.
I'm scared of the jokes that will come for this next one. But Eric, you have Mr. Mel Gibson.
Oh. Smile and blow me. Does that count as one of his acting credits?
Yes, it does.
Okay, Mel Gibson. Is it just acting credits?
Just acting credits.
What women want. I'm going to say...
Not Mel Gibson.
Ayo!
It's not?
No, he was in the movie.
No, he's in that. That's not what women yeah. want.
Oh, I got you.
They don't want I will say, fucking awful movie.
Yowzers.
What's well, not for you, Andy? Shit.
I don't think it's for anybody.
I saw one of his more recent films, Dragged Across Concrete. I'm going to say he's probably like 68. I'm going 68.
2 points for 68. Give me 2 points. It's 75 again.
Okay.
Wow.
Shit.
All right, so we had 84, 76, 85, and 75, and we're going to continue with the 80s actors. We're going to rapid fire a few here. Bill, we're going to start with you.
Mm.
Someone who shares your name.
Ooh.
I watched a film with him in it right before we started this.
Oh, this could be
evening.
Good.
Carrot Top?
Bill Skarsgård.
Ooh, 101.
Oh, that's a good number.
Bill, I'm going to give you 9.5 points for that answer.
Yeah!
105 was the correct
Whoa.
Answer.
Oh.
And I like Man. The confidence with which you answered that question.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You Bill, definitely got a little extra for that.
Mm.
In 10 seconds or less, Bill, what's the best Bill Murray movie?
Oh, Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, shit! Serendipitous! Oh, also...
Dickless over here.
Yeah.
It is true. This man has no dick.
What is Bill Murray's lowest rated movie on IMDb?
Ooh, Garfield.
Garfield, yeah, shit.
It is Garfield.
Come on, that's his only probably regret, the right?
That's pretty good.
Thing I learned from Zombieland.
Yeah.
Also, Garfield, most of the quiz ones I got the answers correct on. When I throw in the fun facts, high probability that they're wrong.
Okay, fair enough.
Did they have Jennifer Love Hewitt in it too?
What?
The original Garfield?
Never saw it.
Who did she play? Doc Boy? What the fuck? What character is she? Normal? Like, what
the, fuck? The doctor. The vet.
Oh.
No.
Fuck. My vet.
Maybe it was a low point in her career.
Maybe it's a party of five.
Well, speaking of things that are not a low point in someone's career, Andy, you are up next, and your actor is the famed Hook actor, Dustin Hoffman.
I will say, he's got so many good movies. I'm going to say 106.
I give you 7 points for 106. The correct answer is 91.
91. Oh, that's a shock, actually. I thought he'd be pretty high. I mean, that's high, but.
That is high, yeah.
I was going to say Rain Man is his best movie, I think.
Okay. His highest rated film is not Rain Man, nor is that his lowest rated film on IMDb. The Graduate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, young man. Yeah.
All right. Jared, get some points on this board. Andy's winning this game, and I do not like it.
Now the fans rules. Know.
You made it up.
The viewers know.
Don't blame
there's
us.
A bias. That's why I lose every time, except for last
you
time.
You gave him 9.5 points for being like 15 off, and I got 2 points for being like 6 off. So
I was.
Yes.
That's a lie. Sorry, I was like,
you guys
one
got
off.
Points.
Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, what the fuck?
All right, Jared. Your actor is Robert De Niro.
Nice.
What'd you say?
103.
Mm. That was his choice before he gave him the actor. He stuck with the number.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's my choice.
I'm going to give you 6 points for that. The correct answer is 133.
Oh.
That dude's busy. Yeah, all those there. Bad Realistic. Grandpas or whatever. Busy. What was it?
Meet the Fockers.
Meet the Fockers.
That's,
yeah.
That's what bumped him up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the Godfather.
So. Nobody never. Until then.
Couldn't yeah. be. Eric Slast Alone.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Now, I don't want to go over the top.
Oh!
The amount of movies here. And I don't want to leave you all on a cliffhanger, but...
Done enough. He's definitely tangoing with some cash.
Oh! Staying alive.
I like all of these. 115.
That answer was only slightly rocky. The correct answer is 103.
Okay. Nice.
God damn it. We did it backwards. I had yours.
Yeah, you two did just swap answers. So I'm going to give you
so
six
just give
points.
Us both 10 points and we'll call it even then.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, I got cool. Jared's right.
They both got 10 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Abby, you're the judge that this. I dread in this game. Hey, God.
Oh.
Let's put a Rambo on this go. And get to the next one.
Andy, you're still like way winning. We're going to move into the 90s now.
Okay, here we go.
Same game, 90s actors and actresses. At least in the 90s, I could find some actresses to qualify for this game. The 80s were much tougher. All right, Bill.
You.
Julia Roberts. How many acting credits does she have on IMDb?
Wait, not just from the 90s. Her
not just
her.
From the 90s.
Yeah,
okay.
72.
Bill, I'm going to give you 10 points for 72.
It's actually
70 is the correct answer.
Whoa.
I was going to go 69 too. I was like, yeah, this is going to be such a good.
You talk about 69s every time we bring Julia Roberts up.
She's a pretty woman. I can't help it.
Yeah, and then I thought would be cool about this too that I didn't do, but I thought about it, was like a lot of these people also direct and produce now, and some of these people have like more directing and producing credits than they have acting credits, which is like wild for some of these people.
Look up Jamie Gertz.
I don't
probably
know.
Not on this list.
Do we Jamie need to Gertz. Do that right in the middle?
She's like, she's like a billionaire.
Would this be cheating?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't look it up now.
Oh, yeah.
Go on IMDb right now. Andy. Keanu Reeves.
You know, he had a low point, and he's back doing a shit ton of stuff, too.
When was that?
It was his Bogus Journey.
Yeah. When he got stuck in the Matrix. I'm going to say 85.
I'm going to say... I'm disappointed in that.
Oh, no.
Low, I think.
Gonna be how many way did higher. You say?
85.
It's like half what I think he's got.
What do you think? What do you think it is, Eric?
I say 150.
I'm going to go 115. No. Oh.
Bill? 116 is the right answer.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit.
All right.
Making Eric. Up for that 27.
Johnny Mnemonico over here.
Jared.
Wait, can we take a quick point break?
Yeah.
So I can get a drink?
Yeah.
That was also a Keanu reference.
Oh, point break!
Thanks for not catching that one. I'll be right back, though.
Gotcha.
All right. Next up is Jared. Jared, your actor of the 90s is Denzel Washington.
Oh, nice!
Quite a few too. I'm gonna say 125.
I'm gonna say you way overguessed on that one.
He's a man really? On fire.
Denzel Washington only has 65 acting credits.
What?
Is he on his training day? What's going on here?
He's no bone collector.
Big
in
break.
My
isn't he doing a bunch of stuff recently too? I've seen him in a bunch of things. Jeez.
Only 60? Oh,
yeah, that seems low.
Equalizer? I have isn't no that idea. His movie?
Yeah,
there's a couple of those too.
Yeah, a couple of those. I mean,
not 40 of them.
I swear I did accurately double check all of these.
No, it makes sense.
You know, you great debaters want to debate
made
me.
Made a
on
complete
it.
Guess.
Can you
so
wait,
no
can you look through it again and explain wrong. It to me like I'm a 2-year-old? That's his famous line from Philadelphia.
Oh.
Tom Hanks?
His famous line was,
"You can't see without his glasses."
I can't. I'm moving this game right along. Yeah. Eric, Brad Pitt.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay.
More than seven.
Let's see. he had some early days.
He's less
cutting
than
class,
Jason.
I think. Okay. I'm going to say like a cool 90.
A cool 90.
Yeah, I'm going to say 90.
Really? I'd guess 150 for him.
No, he's that in a lot, but he took a big break. Burned. Like hit 2000, like they were very scattered in terms of his films.
91 is the correct answer, so I'm going to give you 10 points on that one.
Hell yeah.
Pulling out Nandy here. All right.
What was the lowest one so far? Was it Denzel?
Yeah.
Denzel was the lowest so far was 65. And the highest in the 90s was 116. So the 90s actors are trending significantly lower than the 80s actors.
Because we haven't gotten a Nick Cage yet.
IMDb cannot give you an accurate number. It doesn't know.
Greatness can't be counted.
Exactly. That's exactly what it says on his IMDb page.
How many do you have French
Stewart? Too many to count.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
French Stewart, seven.
Oh my God.
Six of them were episodes of Third Rock from the Sun.
All right. I don't want to anymore. Bill.
Yo.
Sir Thomas Cruise.
Oh, is he a sir? Was he knighted?
I don't know.
Scientologist. Sir.
Are they allowed to be knighted, though?
I'm not
I don't
sure.
believe a knight.
I'm going to go with 121.
Oh, yeah, right?
Did you get that from the Minority Report?
It's risky business how I got it, dude.
Was clearly a Mission Impossible for Bill.
Oh, burn!
He's losing it.
On that vanilla sky.
I will show me the money. It is, the correct answer is 53.
Holy shit!
Yeah,
he was far and away.
Some risky business.
Oh, it's like a ghost.
He was protocol. Ghost?
I'm using ghost protocol.
Number one Patrick Swayze fan over here thinks it was Tom Cruise and Ghost. Can you imagine Tom Cruise and Ghost?
I can, yeah.
The physicality of Tom Cruise in that movie. He's like a foot shorter than Demi Moore. I really want to kick this can, but I can't.
Really? Is he in the 50s though? Because I mean, he's been acting since the 80s.
I think he's more selective and spends more time focused on his religion.
Really? All right. Yeah, fair enough.
And I think some of these people crank out films that people don't really know about.
It's true.
Particularly in the days of streaming.
Also, I also clearly know nothing about movies. So,
did you make that guess with eyes wide shut or?
Always.
I have a Titanic of an actor for you, Andy.
Oh, damn.
The old lady?
Leonardo DiCaprio. These are acting credits and acting credits.
He started young, remember?
He did, but my world shattered with Tom Cruise being in the 50s.
I don't know. Fucked up all the numbers for me.
Right? That throws the numbers off.
He's got like six Quentin Tarantino films.
Whoa, Quentin Tarantino, has he put out six?
Yeah, close.
Who knows? Definitely had.
All right, now I'm getting lost. All right, hold on.
That was a TV show.
This counts as TV credits, right? Too?
Yes.
Acting credit. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. You already said that.
I'm going to say 95.
I think that's a good guess. I don't know if that's right.
I'm going to say 0 points.
Oh, how many is this? Before you say, was I too low
under
or too high?
I don't want to tell you. I want the other three to guess.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go with 125.
Okay. I'm going to go 55.
70.
Jared is the closest, but by Price is Right's rules, he did lose. The correct answer is 47 for Leonardo DiCaprio.
I mean, by Price is Right rules, we all lost.
Well, yeah, but you were the closest. you were the closest to having a point.
Closest loser. 47, though. Holy shit.
When you think about it. Isn't that mind-blowing that like Keanu Reeves has 116 and Leonardo DiCaprio has
47? I can see him, Leonardo, not just showing up for like a 2 second part, or I could see Keanu just popping in for something to do.
Can we name 10 DiCaprio films right now?
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Revenant.
Catch Me If You Can.
Basketball Diaries.
Oh, fuck.
Shutter Island.
Inception.
Wolf on Wall Street.
You know what? I think that's where you're right, though. He does not really do cameos.
Catch Me If You Can.
I can't think of him in a cameo at all.
Man in the Iron Mask, right? Wasn't that like one of his first?
Yeah. That was one of his movies.
Okay.
Titanic.
Django Unchained. Yeah. Okay.
We crushed it. Because here's the thing about his films. They're all good films.
Oh, what? Yeah. Shit.
Sorry.
He's in some better films.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Jared. Good old Sandy B. Sandra Bullock.
Don't speed through
this. Just not sure if she's continued to make movies in the recent past and I haven't seen them, or if she just did a bunch of stuff and stopped. So I'm gonna
a regular Miss Congeniality,
but probably be wrong.
Was she Miranda in Sex and the City?
Say 40.
Which one was she in Sex and the City?
Andy, I think you're thinking of somebody else.
Wasn't she Lorelai, the one that owned the...
Yo, you shut your mouth!
Didn't she own the bed and breakfast?
The Gilmore Girls up to me the other day, and I was like, I cannot stand that show.
I will fucking cut you.
Why? Because Lorelai makes bad decisions for, like, what, 8 seasons?
She's a single mother, Andy!
Oh, my God. I'm so sick of hearing that. Watch. Fucking all right, back to the game.
Jared, you're going to get 1 point for that answer.
So is it like way, way higher? Because I'd feel better if it is, but
it's not way, way higher. It's 60.
Yeah,
it's 60.
It's not bad.
It's 60. You were. All right, Wick. Speaking of Philadelphia, Thomas Hanks.
Oh, I just watched Big the other day.
Classic.
Oh, so many problems in that one, but
what?
I'll watch it. I believe that Zoltar is telling me Tom Hanks. I'm going to put him at 99 film credits.
He needs the money. He's got that money pit.
Fair.
I think it's higher because I think it's higher.
It probably is, but I'm going 99.
Your answer is not Cast Away. The correct answer is 100.
Oh,
it's a full 10 points.
That's
I almost
close.
Said 100,
you,
but
yeah.
I was like, I don't want to get him in triple digits. Give him some credit.
Because he does a lot of SNL. He's been on SNL a bunch. Yeah, I feel like he does more cameos.
That has to do with another.
Doesn't count as an acting credit, technically.
I don't think if you're playing yourself, it does. That's why I don't think comedy does either, because I think self is listed separately.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so I'm going to throw in a bonus. 10 points to the closest person, including who goes over, but whoever gets closest to the number of acting credits for Nicolas Cage.
Andy goes first.
Yes, Andy, you go first. He's Googling it. Get your eyes on the screen.
I'm not. All right. Hands up, eyes up. Nick Cage has got to have 200 acting credits.
You go 87.
Fucking cat.
Trying to pet my cat. You guys are yelling at me.
Well, Andy kind of stole my thunder, but I was going to go 205.
Oh, you did 200.1?
How many did you guess, Bill?
87.
And how many did you guess, Jared?
88.
No, that was not your guess. What was your guess?
185.
What's closer to 125? Somebody's home.
That's low. There's no way 125.
Yeah, I'm looking.
I'm pulling up. I'm off by 20. more than Bill is. Bill's closer.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's it.
All right, Bill got those bonus 10 points.
Bill's got them long legs, that's why.
Oh, it does say 120.
But I'm not buying it.
I know, right? It's got to be more. I mean, I feel like he had 100 just this year. Like, fuck.
He does like nine or 10 films a year.
Well, I'm going to flash us into our next category.
Abby, turn your camera off.
This isn't OnlyFans, all right?
I was like, wait, what did I do wrong?
Abby's chesticles just had two IMDb credits on the podcast. JK, JK.
All right, if it was Arnold, there'd be three.
Actually, one was blocked because there was a titty bear. But she has a strap in for each podcast.
C, N, D. All right. So now we're going to dive into the Rotten Tomatoes viewer scores game. In this round, you will have to guess if some of the most iconic 80s and 90s films were a hit or a miss with the audience. Will you?
We're doing audience score or we're doing tomato score?
Audience score.
Oh,
there's a difference between that and tomato score.
The tomatoes are
how do they get the audience score?
So this is the popcorn score, and they've changed it since it's no longer audience score. It's popcornometer.
Okay. Yeah. So Rotten Tomatoes is based on critics reviewing the film. Mm-hmm. So like 100% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes is the critics who watched it gave it 100. But the popcorn score is the audience. So this way, if you see a movie that says it's got a 25% Rotten Tomatoes, but the audience score is 85, it might just be that you had a couple snobby critics that didn't get it, and it's a cult movie or something like that.
And here at the 413 podcast, we're for the peeps. So this works.
Always for the peeps.
I was just going to say that, Bill. 100%.
Okay, let's keep the synergy because I need to witness.
All right. So how would you boys like to play this? Would you like to guess what percentile it is in? Would you like to guess? Do you want me to give you an over under?
Over under is easy, man.
Yeah, over under is a little easy.
Percentile.
Oh, I shouldn't say that. I'm going to make an ass out of myself.
I think if we get it within five, we get the points. If it's outside of five, then we don't get the points. Does that work? Okay. Within five?
That works for me.
Higher or low within five?
All right, Bill, let's try this out.
Oh, fuck.
The first film is the 1985 classic, Back to the Future.
Gotta go back in time.
Yeah, the peeps have to love this. I'm going to go 87%. 88.
Yes, 88 miles an hour, Bill. Good guess.
Unfortunately, you are not within five.
Ah!
What? It's got to be higher. It's got to be almost higher. Perfect.
No, it's like 70.
95%.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm worth it for the joke.
Back to the Future?
Yeah,
give it a 70?
All right.
Well, as a rating, you can't trust any of these fucking ratings. They don't mean shit anyway.
They mean something.
To this
means something to me, damn it.
Yeah, that's right. God, it means something to my kids. I got kids.
It's I don't know how to honk people.
I want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it. I mean,
is that what you're doing, Bill? The wrestling fan?
I don't know what Andy was doing, though.
Sorry, we got sidetracked.
This is getting real rocky, guys.
I'm going to throw some Nelly in there, you know?
I'm going to move Andy Nelly straight.
R. Kelly.
What?
R. Kelly come from?
Because I said, I don't know how to hog tie people.
Oh. All right, lasso us in.
I'm all that I can. Andy, 1982, Rocky III.
It's a good movie. So I'm doing the fan score, right? The popcorn? Yes. Okay.
This is Clubber Lang.
Oh, wait.
This is not Dolph Lundgren. This is Clubber Lang.
This is Clubber Lang? Okay. Jeez, sorry. One of my kids just appeared.
It didn't end the Cold War. Yeah,
I'm cold.
Sucked. I'm going to say... Good night, buddy. 45. I'm too loud. I'm like screaming. Caitlin's not home. She's doing homework in a quiet space.
The correct answer is you're wrong.
45.
74%.
Oh, that's really Clubber Lang was a terrible one. That was awful.
And Hulk Hogan, Thunderlips.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. I'm thinking of the one. Oh, crap. No.
You're thinking of Tommy Gunn.
I'm thinking Tommy Gunn. Damn it. Clubber Lang is Mr. T. Yeah.
You were two Rockies off.
I am. Yeah.
How many montages did you miss in between those films? Holy shit.
Shit. Yep. That's on me.
Cheesesteak.
The kid came out of nowhere. I got scared. Peeking around a dark corner. Fuck. Threw me off. Oh, well, let's do that again. 75.
Nope, still wrong. No.
Damn it.
All right, no, I'm moving on. Jared, Lethal Weapon.
Ooh.
Do the people like Lethal Weapon? Do people not like? Why can't I say that word right now? Lethal Weapon.
887.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Really by late. That.
Jared, hot 10 points.
Nice.
The correct answer is 86.
Okay.
Very good.
They like Danny Glover.
Yeah. Jared knows the
Who
people.
Who doesn't?
That's true.
He's close to retirement. You know what I mean?
It's one more day.
Getting too old for this shit.
All right, Wick. 1997's Men in Black.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, what a pile of dog shit that film was. Okay. It made a lot of money. People dug it. I'm going to say 83.
Wow.
Hey, it's got to be in the 80s. It was, I feel like, very popular when it came out.
The ending of it? No spoilers.
They made more.
Yeah, they made like three.
There's more than one bill. Did you?
I don't remember. They
like, I think you're thinking of Wild Wild West, Bill. That
I
was
am thinking of Wild Wild West.
Terrible movie.
That one is lost to the annals
Wild
of time.
Wild Wild West. Yeah.
Which Bill also called his youth years.
When I was Billy the Kid.
His adolescence.
I mean, I'm sure he's on the Diddy list. He's, you know.
Wait.
Eric, you're also gonna get 10 points. Men in Black was 80.
Damn.
Quick question, Bill. This is a professional question. You being a postal worker at all. How heavy are bottles of lube to ship in the mail?
As heavy as they are when you're not shipping them in the mail.
I'm just saying, how much do you think postage is on 1,000 bottles of lube?
I don't have the answer.
How viscous is this lube? Are we talking about?
Does it got to have a fragile sticker on it if you're mailing it?
Return to Costco.
That was my first straight up actual spit take as an adult.
Wait, what part? Shipping lube?
Yes, I was taking a sip right when you said shipping lube. All right, we're going to speed into the next round and speed through the next round. Same game. Bill.
Yep. Dirty did Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock.
This what's is cruise control.
What's the Rotten Tomatoes score from the people of Speed?
Oh, 79.
10 points, Bill.
Yeah.
The correct answer is 77.
Is the Rotten Tomatoes, is that the critics again?
Yes.
Okay.
Except it's not the critics, it's the people.
We're doing the popcorn the score. Yes, okay, got it.
All right, next we have Andy. Andy, your film is Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah. 100!
This one did not have Clubber Lang.
Okay, I'm going to say 93.
Yeah!
Big old goose egg points for you.
What?
The correct answer is 77%.
What?
Because you know who writes reviews? Adult.
You know how hot that take was? It was so hot that it made Pierce Brosnan choke. That's how hot that take was.
Andy, I agree. Actually, Andy, I thought you should have bumped it up a few.
Thank you, Bill.
This number has to be wrong.
Jared. The OG 1993 Jurassic Park.
Yes, bands.
I mean, how could it not be? Well, it's got to be at least. It's a little slow, I guess. 90.
10 points for Jared. Yeah. Coming back. The correct answer is 91%.
Because clearly 9% of the people are annoyed about the...
Yeah, 9% of the people are
DNA.
They spent too much money on effects in this movie.
That's right.
Wick, your film is the 1988 cinematic masterpiece.
Twins.
Oh!
I mean, my audience score is a cool 99, but did people get it?
I know. It's deep.
I'm going to say, I'm going to give it the year that it was out and say 19. I'm going to give it 88%.
Wildly incorrect.
Fucking
it was 100. I knew it.
39%.
What?
Audience score?
What?
There's no way. There's no fucking way. Pure cinema.
Danny DeVito makes the movie.
Exactly. Danny DeVito's great. He's got the best story arc.
He grounds the movie. He grounds Arnold. Without him, there is no grounding of Arnold.
He's born to be bad.
The shirt?
Come yes.
on. Holy shit.
No, you know what it is? Because we all grew up with dads in the 80s. Dads in the 80s sucked, and they couldn't understand this film. They fucking bit him on the
nose. Wait, you think that
they're the ones scoring.
I don't think that they are. I don't think they're on the internet, bro.
Fucking baby boomer stealing.
I'm just curious how like the genetics work from that. This like fucking like
all the good
smoothie they made. Like,
are you
a scientist now?
Yeah, they broke it down in the science.
Yeah,
the scientists broke it down.
They said, "Hey,
all the good genes."
Went this way.
Danny DeVito.
That's right. All the bad genes are Arnold Schwarzenegger. Right?
The woman's not a cat. It was a bunch of guys. Separate litters.
Who clearly know female genetics.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah, absolutely. Like,
you can
fertilize two eggs.
Pregnancies and stuff, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Fraternal twins.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about a whole different movie this whole time.
There's one in Lifetime called Double Daddy with a very similar premise.
Mama from the Train?
No, I was thinking of like Mr. Mom.
Oh, I love that one.
Oh, Michael Keaton.
And then there's Junior with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Where he gets pregnant.
Junior. That's
Junior.
Where he gets pregnant,
that's
right?
Where he's pregnant.
Okay, yeah.
It's Junior. All right. I do have a bonus round. You have to guess for both of these films. So let's do the first film first. You're just rapid fire going to go through. Eric, Sister Act.
81.
Andy. Sister Act.
Oh, 75.
Jared, Sister Act.
86.
86? This ain't Back in the Habit.
Bill.
67.
Gator.
All right. Sister Act 2.
Oh, there we go.
Go.
86.
What?
86.
Andy.
73.
Jared.
88.
91.
If you wanna be somebody.
All right. Andy is the only one who rated Sister Act 2 as lower, which is indeed correct. So Andy's gonna get 5 bonus points.
I'm still behind everybody. Clean sweep of the last round got
from
0.
The people who brought you 45% twins here.
It was 39% twins and
Oh, I thought Sister Act was going to be 39%.
And Bill, you also get 5 points also because you were the closest with 61 for Sister Act and it was 65.
Oh, I think it was 67.
People are going hard.
Yeah, you were 67 and the correct answer is 65.
I was 75.
Sister Act 2, lower rated, 61% popcorn-o-meter.
Because we don't vote, guys. We got to start going on.
You got to get out there and vote. Like, if this is telling us anything now, here in 2024, is we need to get out and vote.
That time was 20 years ago.
If this game taught me anything, it's we need to vote less. I need to see less people's, less people on the internet telling me twins sucks. Yeah. Fuck them.
Can I tell you what I learned? I learned from this that people should only vote if they agree with me.
Yes. I agree. So I can vote, right?
Yeah, rock my vote.
I am running a voter registration campaign. If anyone would like to register to vote, you could scan the QR code on my car.
Yeah.
That's not a joke.
Yeah.
Make sure I'm still good. I should be fine.
I got my mail-in ballot.
I will mail it out for you.
That's from the sex offender registry. It's different.
It's true. They did say it was too close to a park. I thought that was really weird.
Dax and Andy from being Diddy.
I was saying, I got a message from the FBI. You've ordered too much lube from Costco.
Yeah, dude, I'm sick of delivering that.
Got you gotta buy deal. In bulk.
Honey, I got a killer deal.
All right.
Knowing Andy, though, he'd buy the numbing lube, so no one would be having fun.
That's ice cold.
You asked Mr. me to Freeze? Buy you lube, okay? Come on.
Another Arnold movie.
Chill. Well, it's the line where chill out, I think, is one of them.
Sounds right.
Boys have penises, but Eric can't feel his.
That's right. It's not a numbing condom. Oh. Arnold, we know you're listening. We're big fans. We know you're a fan of the pod. You and Danny DeVito.
Winning.
You know, I would love to have Danny DeVito on the pod.
Oh, yes.
Bet he would do it. I think we could get
another one.
Okay.
Is there a Mrs. Doubtfire 2 we don't know about or something that's just going to drop on us?
I hope so.
No, we were going to move into our next game. I'm devolving as the time goes on.
What?
Like a reverse Pokemon.
Oh, you're devolving. Okay, I got it. Take all the time you need.
I think we got the new intro for this week. I'm sorry.
Is Abby crying for 30 seconds?
I think the viewers are going to agree with us. They're going to say,
oh, yeah.
Fuck this. Twins should be 100% for our tomatoes, right?
Can we get over 100?
Yes. Can we get over 100? I want to get Arnold and Danny on the pod to agree to Twins 2. I think we could do it.
Very
persuasive. You already did.
Even easier.
All right, I'm cutting you off while I have a moment free from laughing. We're going to move on to our final round of this game, unless we decide to do a bonus round, which we could. But this is going to be a budget this or that. In this round,
who's winning?
Two films from a similar time frame, and your job is to guess which one had the bigger budget.
Ooh.
Think you've got an eye for how much Hollywood was shelling out in the 80s and 90s? We will find out.
Are you taking inflation into these costs?
No.
Okay.
All right, Andy. Nope, Bill. Bill, you're up first.
Right on.
Which had a larger budget, E.T. or Beverly Hills Cop?
Oh, Andy knows.
I don't.
Oh, those are good ones. They are good movies. I got gut instinct is going to say Beverly Hills Cop.
Wow.
Buy that.
I would probably go the other cool way.
Eddie Murphy's got to make that paper.
Also, that scene where they're dressed up in the like spacesuits after that's like a busted scene.
Yeah.
And they filmed in like, I don't know, like Beverly Arizona Hills or something. I was thinking E.T. So like the budget was probably like
a house in a field.
Yeah.
What is Spielberg?
A lot of child actors, though.
And the voice actor of the lady who did E.T.
They got brand name M&M's, right? That had to cost something.
Yeah.
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
E.T. knows what's up.
Speak and spell.
It's like.
Yeah.
It was me at the Friday the 13th party. The Reese's Pieces.
All right, Andy. Gremlins from 1984 or Ghostbusters, year I didn't write down.
I'm going to... Ooh, there's a lot of puppets.
85 was Ghostbusters?
In Gremlins. I'm going to say Ghostbusters. Gremlins seems kind of low budget.
But they were the same year, actually, 84. Sorry.
Andy's coming back.
Whoa. Come back.
Ghostbusters budget was three times that of Gremlins.
Gremlins were great. The Gremlins were like repurposed stuff too, right? Was that what it was? Or am I thinking of...
No, you're thinking of the monsters from Ernest Scared Stupid were the killer clowns from outer space.
Yeah.
Oh man, my favorites.
Abby, does this include in the budget the salaries of the actors?
I don't know, but it's equal across the board.
It should. I would guess. I would assume it does.
I think that's part of the budget.
And cocaine. So if it's in the 80s.
80s.
Factor in cocaine.
Oh, Labyrinth is going to be out of this world.
Jared. Lion King versus The Little Mermaid.
Don't you dare get this wrong.
I'm going to say Lion King was more.
Not by a lot, but yes.
It was also slightly later. Is that probably the only reason why it went up at all?
Well, James Earl Jones.
They got 93.
Elton John.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah.
Thank you.
In his prime at what, 7, 8?
Ew, Jared.
Yeah, Jared.
That's not a really
that was, at the height of his fame for Home Improvement and all that, right?
In his prime.
Jesus.
Oh, does he still have a career? And I just didn't know. I thought that
no.
was...
No.
Oh, it was no. Okay. Yeah, so.
Oh, no.
All right, Eric. Sister Act versus Sister Act 2.
Oh, bigger budget? Oh, yeah. Sister Act 2.
Sister Act 2 did have the bigger budget, but not by that much. It was $31 million versus $38 million.
Whoa. Yeah, they had to give a raise to Whoopi to come back, certainly, to do part 2. And they had to pay a young Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, hell yeah. Worth every penny.
Bill.
Yo.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit versus the 1989 Batman?
Oh, Batman.
Really? I would guess Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit was $70 million. Batman was $35
million. That Roger Rabbit's wife? She got paid primo.
Jessica Rabbit. Can I just say, Jessica Rabbit?
Yeah.
The jiggles in that animation.
Yep.
That was like a Boys to Men moment for me.
Yeah, that changed me.
Sang to me.
The fact that they killed the Toons on screen. I mean, that was...
Yeah, but I
mean... The dip.
Batman made so much bank, though.
Well, I didn't, but I mean, Roger had a major coke habit, too, I think.
Oh, yeah. Shit, I forgot the cocaine.
He had Bob Hoskins, right? He was a big name at that time.
Is that the good Hoskins or the bad Hoskins?
The good one. Like from Party of Five.
Oh. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Andy. Speed versus The Matrix.
Ooh.
Damn.
I'm going to say The Matrix.
Yeah, I agree.
The Matrix did.
And then they blew up a van.
The Matrix was $63 million to Speed's $28 million. Oh, also, another one film was much later than the other.
So, Who Framed Roger Rabbit had a bigger budget than The Matrix?
Yeah, I actually had written that as Andy's last question, but he made such a big deal about how much Roger Rabbit made, I decided to change the question because it was going to be my gotcha moment for Andy that he didn't listen to any of the game that we were previously playing.
Are you sure you didn't
this digital look at now, Bill? That's when
the
they started
box office
all,
for Roger really Rabbit.
I'll look again while Jared ponders our next question. Which is Return of the Jedi versus Empire Strikes Back.
Whoa.
Return of the Jedi.
He's doing it all for the Wookiee.
Correct. Return of the Jedi was $32 million and Empire Strikes Back was $18
million. Yeah, between them, but there was.
Is it that much better?
I don't know which one's which on those.
Yeah, I've never seen them.
They're all good.
It's all good.
All right. Eric. 1989, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Versus 1985, Back to the Future.
Oh. Two bangers.
Drinking technology is not cheap, Wick.
Yeah, but a DeLorean. They had to make
those big-ass ants.
DeLorean.
And the cookies with the frosting.
Well, milk cream pies. I'm still going to say Back to the Future. The DeLorean, to rent that out.
And that mall with the JCPenney.
No, those cars, though, bomb. They probably got that thing fucking cheap. That movie made them.
Yeah, I don't, I'm just going Back to the Future.
You are correct. Oh. But I'm glad I double-checked because I thought you were wrong. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids was $18 million and Back to the Future was $19
million. Wow. That's close, though.
All right, amazing. Andy, which one was more? Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Wait, isn't it Bill's turn?
No, this is Andy's turn.
Oh, Who Framed Roger Rabbit or The Matrix? Yeah. Didn't we establish The Matrix was high already?
Did we?
Oh, we did it.
No, and I did look again, and Who Framed Roger Rabbit was, it says between 50 and 70 million, but it says that the estimates are 70 million.
Okay.
So no, Who Framed Roger Rabbit was a lot more than The Matrix.
Oh, because we said The Matrix was what, 60 million or something?
63 million.
63 million.
It came out 10 years ago. Okay, earlier.
He was kind of listening.
Yeah.
All right, what was your, talk amongst yourselves while I tally the scores and talk about something relevant to this show.
Let's talk about how much the fucking rabbits got paid.
Rabble.
Twins. What the fuck?
I know. Who wants to have two babies at once?
No, fuck, I'm saying like ladies. 39% for one of the best movies. I'm disappointed in the people.
I got a question. If you recast Twins today, like same time, like you're doing similar ages and stuff, how do you cast Twins?
Same. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito. I just Terry say that Cruz, their names are in their 20s.
And
Kevin Hart.
Oh, yeah, that's
good. I like it. All black cast. All right.
So you're saying Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart? I still say Arnold and Danny.
Channing Tatum and
Terry Crews.
We'll play somebody really nerdy. And the guy from Big Bang Theory.
They gotta be short though. That's part of it, right? So like if we're serious about a today cast, Peter Dinklage has gotta probably be there. Because he's gotta be the twin. Need someone short. Or there. Willow. Get Willow.
Yeah, the dude from Willow.
The dude from Willow.
And Sean Brett. Oh,
Warwick Davis.
Yes, Warwick Davis. Who's super tall? A basketball player. Just grab one.
John Cena.
Really tall one.
Yeah.
Porzingis.
Did Mutombo just pass away? Like
yeah,
a week ago.
Rest in peace.
Wow, you guys did a great job of filling this time slot.
You're welcome.
Well.
Oh no.
We have. In final place, Garfield himself, Andy, 32 points.
Oh,
how'd you end up down there?
I didn't get anything in the second round. I got a big zero for all my
clips. You got The Matrix, I think.
No, that was round three, though.
Oh, okay.
No, this is the final scores.
Yeah, but I'm saying they said, how did I get so low? I said, because I didn't score any points in round two.
Our own resident Scrooged himself came in third with 36 points. Jared.
Scrooge?
I don't know. I'm trying to come up with funny things.
Fair enough.
Doing Wikipedia Bill, over here.
Doing Bill Murray characters.
Yeah, this is all Bill Murray references because I like it.
There's film references. Yeah. So there are only 2.5 points separating first and second place.
Hold on. Can we, me and Jared, guess for bonus points? Who's number one and number two?
Guess which one? Michael Caine.
Oh, we got to guess actors? Shit. Mr. T.
What?
I'm not quite sure what's happening.
I don't know what's going down there.
But second place, Terminator 2.
Bill
with 49.5 points. Wow.
Do I get bonus points for that?
No. That's what you were supposed to be guessing after you got that other time.
And our own nutty professor.
Oh, reference?
First place with 52 points.
Woohoo.
That's it. That's all I got.
Congratulations, Eric.
Oh, thank you. Wow, this was, I don't know, should I make a speech? Yeah. I want to thank the viewers of Sister Act 2 for getting it completely wrong and misunderstanding the whole point of that film.
Right?
You wouldn't understand twins.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
I want to thank Tom Hanks for keeping it at a cool 100. Don't go
me overboard. Not understanding the assignment in the beginning.
Abby put together a great game. We learned a lot tonight.
Yeah, that was really fun.
But the audiences are wrong.
It went better than I thought it was going to go. I'm glad that I didn't do critic scores, because what do they know?
Yeah.
What do the people know? We already...
Yeah, we are for the people.
We are the people.
Yeah.
Well, not enough of us voted for twins.
That is true.
Can we all go on right now and vote 100% for twins right now?
Absolutely. Voting is still open and we can change this.
Can we swing it by a percent, you think? If we all give it 100?
I wonder how many...
Sign up for an account.
Does it say out of how many votes?
That's what I was going to say.
It's probably like a couple hundred.
I bet it's more than that.
150K.
Wait, where do we actually vote for it? On IMDb or do we do it on Rotten Tomatoes?
Ooh.
Oh, I forgot. This is Rotten Tomatoes.
You write it on the back of a $20 bill and throw it into the fire.
Oh, I like that.
Rotten Tomatoes.
I can't call you Scrooge.
Well, the good news is the critics gave it a better score than the audience did.
Oh,
it's
good.
Got 100,000 plus ratings, so we're not going to swing it.
Oh. Not with that attitude. A bunch.
I know, right now with that attitude.
But I'm voting right now. How do I do it?
I'm sure there's a bot farm somewhere in some faraway country you could buy for a couple hours.
You know, this is the problem too, though. They outsource bot farms to other countries. I mean, this is jobs Americans could be doing.
American bots.
Come on.
American bots.
We need American bots.
You can just continue with your Google account.
Andy, I think we are the American bots.
Are we? Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure, bro.
I've been ChatGPT all fucking day, man. I've been teaching that. It's getting smarter and smarter because of me.
It's getting dumber and dumber because of me.
Okay, I gave it a 5-star. It goes by stars. So I gave it a 5-star review. Still at 39%. Where the fuck y'all at?
Yeah.
What if it's a roundup we just need? Just a couple.
I don't make public commentary on things.
Five stars.
They change.
You got it 5 stars, Bill?
Yep.
What's your review say?
Continue with email.
This is the same thing Bill told me about the Shirley Temple survey. I'm going to do it, Abby. I promise. I'm going to do this.
I went out there.
You never did it. You never did it.
Hold
you
on. Liked Wait, the are post. You going to stop the recording? Or are you going to have to edit all this out?
This is part of the show, Andy.
Oh, okay. Because I have a funny story to tell Bill, but I got to do it off recording.
Someone gave it a 5-star.
Let's find him and let's fucking just take a dump on his porch. What's his name?
Well,
5-star. Who the fuck is this guy?
And
a fucking piss in his rose bed. Where is he?
You can't give it a C+ and give it 2.5 stars. That's a 3-star C+.
I read a review once about a restaurant called Electra.
Yeah, you're right.
It said delicious eggs, 1-star, because they put salt and pepper on my eggs.
Salt and pepper. Nobody likes the salt. Salty motherfucker over here.
You can't say something like this was awesome, 1-star. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Fucking ass.
No, you can. That's why it's weighted. You can't take it as gospel. You can just kind of form a vague opinion around it. That's about it. Still got to figure it out for yourself.
Exactly. And go experience it for yourself. Like twins.
Yeah.
Bill, did you really write a review or not?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
He did write a review. It said, create a username and password.
There hasn't been a review since March 26th of 2024.
I thought you just put one up.
It doesn't show me my own.
What? I thought we were supposed to be stalking the people who put bad reviews on and make them do good ones.
I'm hardcore refreshing it until Bills does a review.
It's verifying my email.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
It you wants me to sign stars. Up for Rotten it's no Tomatoes. Kindergarten Cop, but it is good.
Can you just continue with Google?
I can't. Isn't that the same thing? They got it.
Okay.
All right. I gotta go back down to...
A cringy tale of very unexpected brotherly love.
It just put my 5 stars in there.
Didn't give an actual review? You just write like 5 words. Just say, born to be wild. Bad to
I this is hate the best film. This movie.
Do love this movie.
Jared.
Take out the papers in the trash.
Oh, you don't get no spending cash. Yeah. Yakety yak, don't talk back.
Yakety yak, don't talk back is going to be the...
Well, this has been a fantastic episode of the 413 podcast. Thank you all for joining us.
Sorry, we couldn't retrieve your review right now. Try again later.
You motherfucker.
This is the problem, is that people put too many good reviews on it and the site decided it was not going to do it. And that's what's exactly happening.
That's what they're doing.
We just exposed this. Did we just blow the story up?
Let me put our goddamn
Illuminati.
You heard it first on the second... On the search bar, 413 podcast.
I am an old man that doesn't understand technology, though. So we are.
We are what?
We are
an investigative podcast. Oh, okay.
We are.
Young.
Oh, that's debatable.
Yeah. Wait, hold up. What?
That was Pat Benatar.
Hell yeah, it was.
It's a lot of shoulders in that video. All right, everyone. It's been a pleasure. Hopefully you enjoyed the game. We're back pretty soon with some brand new episodes, some brand new guests, and some more fun for you all. So we'll see you again. Grab a Shirley tea and join us for another ep.
Peace.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Yo, yo. Bye. Happy night.
It's gonna be an interesting list. 5 Shirleys deep, and it's the point that I miss. The topic at hand is not high in demand, and my brain wants a smoking break. A hot dog is a sandwich, goes out easy with brisk. Tossing my whole family tree really makes me thirsty. I got fired from Harry's Market. It's the cards I always forget. Leguizamo got his tonsil stuck in the goal net. A hot dog is a sandwich, goes out easy with brisk. Tossing my whole family tree really makes me thirsty. I got fired from Harry's Market. It's the cards I always forget. Mario Leguizamo got his tonsil stuck in the goal net. A hot dog.